Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org. It's prayer time now here at BBN. I'm Hank Farrier, and I'll be your host this time for the Family Altar. I'll have the prayer request and the praises in just a moment. First, though, here's David Wyatt with some devotional thoughts. David?
Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. Psalm 55, 1-3. For our next few times together, we'd like to look briefly at this 55th Psalm as David pours out his broken heart in prayer under divine inspiration after a trusted friend had turned on him during his son Absalom's rebellion. David begins by taking his hurting heart to God and simply laying all his pain before his Savior in our text today. We look at verse 2. It says, "Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise." The word there for complaint may also be rendered meditation. So as David pours out his heart to the Lord, it's just that, a deep meditation from the depths of his soul, so deep and painful to him that he simply groaned in his spirit, much like our Savior as he felt the pain of loss in a dear friend's death and the further pain that it caused his friends and others as Mary and Martha shared their hurt at Lazarus' death. John 11, 32 and 33 records, "Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled." If anyone understands our pain and sorrows in this life, it's our precious Savior who himself bore it all. Even though the Lord Jesus is himself God in the flesh, he laid aside while on earth the privileges of his deity, and he trusted in his Father just as we do. Not long after this scene at Lazarus' tomb, our Savior himself wept as his own heart was broken. We also noted in that same second verse of our text today that David simply made a noise, as he said, while he poured out his soul before his God. This reminds us that if we simply cannot find the words to express our need, God knows exactly, and the Spirit of Christ within our own heart is able to understand completely and relay it to our Heavenly Father. As Paul said in Romans 8, 26 and 27, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, our weaknesses, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Now these are, of course, matters of faith. But not just blind faith, but faith in a Savior who has given all for us and has walked with us all through life and proven himself faithful over and over. Just before those verses in Romans 8 that we just looked at, Paul had said in Romans 8, 24 and 25, "For we are saved by hope," or in hope, "but hope that's seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." And then he ties it all together over in 2 Corinthians 4:18, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." In other words, as we walk by faith with our wonderful and as yet unseen Lord, We find peace in Him that the seen world can never give. Praise the Lord. Well, it's now to that wonderful Savior we go in prayer and praise round His throne of grace, pouring out our own hearts as our waiting BBN announcer now rejoins us and leads us in the BBN family altar prayer time.
Thank you, David. A mother requests prayer for reconciliation and restoration of her relationship with her son. Pray that a man will find purpose in life. He's struggling over the death of his brother. Pray for a neighbor who is waiting on her biopsy for breast cancer. A neighbor fell off a ladder 2.5 stories and suffered many broken bones. A niece lives with an abusive husband. Pray that the Lord will make a way for a grandson who is graduating from high school to be able to go to college. We are asked to pray that a lady will make time for the Lord in her daily schedule. The woman is suffering with foot fungus and some ingrown toenails, and she's praying for physical relief. Be in prayer for a man's good friend and a 13-year-old son who are homeless and struggling with sickness. A wife is in a different stage at work and has injured herself. Pray for her. We ask that you pray for a 6-month-old great-nephew who is very sick. Pray for his protection from all harm. Join us in prayer for a husband in a nursing home for dementia. His wife is leaving him to move back home to be close to family. So pray for that situation. A lady is addicted to pain medication and is trying to wean herself off of the drugs. The family altar here on BBN. Let's pray for a young lady who suffered a blood clot and has had to have emergency surgery. A granddaughter will soon become a teenager. Pray for her. Please pray that a loved one will be convicted of his lifestyle and come to know Christ as Savior. Join us in prayer that a daughter will pass her state boards and graduate. Remember a young girl in prayer. She's having breathing problems. A woman has some kidney issues and high blood pressure. Pray for healing. Please pray for a lady who has some serious financial problems. Pray that a lady's car will be repaired correctly and affordably. We ask that you pray for a neighbor who was in the final stages of cancer. A son is having problems with his foot and ankle. A daughter is dealing with a great deal of stress trying to help an alcoholic friend. Remember an elderly man who has just been diagnosed with cancer. Please pray that the Lord will restore a special friendship. A man requests prayer for health, healing, and restoration of his mind. Please pray for a man to find relief from head and neck pain and pressure. An elderly man is having some car problems. Prayer is requested for a man who is experiencing kidney failure and is waiting for a transplant. Please pray for a woman suffering with throat cancer. Pray that her treatment will go well. On BBN, this is the Family Altar, when we look at prayer requests and praises. And we ask that you pray that a ladies' church will be blessed with a godly song leader. And pray for unity in the church. Let's pray for a woman suffering with leg and kidney problems. For a son-in-law who is in the hospital with pneumonia. A husband recently had heart surgery and is now suffering with a bad gastrointestinal bug. Pray for him. Lift up a sister-in-law in prayer. She took a bad fall and fractured her spine. She's in a lot of pain. A woman requests prayer that there will be a remedy to the structural issue she is having with her house. We have a praise. Praise the Lord, a lady found her eyeglasses. Let's pray for a cousin who's suffering with internal bleeding. Pray the doctors will be able to locate where he is bleeding and for success of the surgery to stop the bleeding. Let's pray that a lady will find the important paperwork she's misplaced so she can acquire the sum of money that is due to her. Please pray the Lord will heal a husband of a nagging cough. That all will go well for someone who will have cataract surgery in May. Pray that a senior will be approved for a senior apartment. Let's pray for the sale of a couple's house as they move from Kentucky to North Carolina. Join us in prayer that a husband will be convicted of mentally abusing his wife by threatening to move her after they move to a different state. Please pray for a woman who is being diagnosed with leukemia and will soon undergo treatments. We're asked to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, protection while Israel is under attack, and for victory in the war. Pray that a man will be encouraged in his ministry. Remember an elderly man in prayer who suffers with arthritic pain. Pray for better health in his senior years. Be in prayer for a daughter who lost her job over a year ago and is seeking employment. Praise the Lord, she does have a job interview. A man requests prayer for his wife as she struggles with dementia. Let's pray for a woman who needs a financial blessing in order to be able to pay her rent. On the family altar, prayer requests and praises from BBN. Pray for a relative who suffers greatly with arthritis. A woman is a caregiver and looking for another client now. Pray for her. She's becoming anxious over this situation. A woman's old heating unit is having some problems. Pray the unit can be repaired, as the woman does not have the finances to replace it. Join us in prayer for a woman experiencing anxiety attacks, and she's having pain in her knees. Please pray for an elderly lady who will undergo stent removal surgery on Thursday. We ask that you pray for an elderly man struggling with assurance of his salvation. For a woman's deliverance from fear. Pray for safety of the United States, especially during the presidential election year. We ask that you pray for a sister in Christ who is in constant pain. For a young lady experiencing deep depression, pray that she will come to know Christ as her personal Savior. A woman is in severe pain from osteoporosis. Pray for her. A man will undergo a full body scan Thursday. He's very claustrophobic. Pray for him. A daughter-in-law fell recently. Have a praise that she was not seriously injured. Will you pray for a daughter who has anger issues? Pray for her marriage. Her husband is thinking about leaving her. Please pray that some legal issues will be taken care of quickly so parents can sell their house to their son and daughter-in-law. Please pray that two estranged friends will reconnect. A nephew has a difficult job working outside in Canada and has injured his back. Pray for his recovery. We ask that you pray for a woman who is facing a very stressful week. A 93-year-old brother-in-law will undergo colon surgery soon. Pray for a daughter who has a torn retina. She has undergone several laser surgeries already. Now she's having panic attacks over the eye problem. A family is under spiritual attack. Pray for this family. A husband suffers with neck and shoulder pain. A son is having some problems with his skin. Pray for him. Pray for a woman, please, who has some stomach problems. She's requested prayer for healing. Let's pray that a couple will be blessed with a vehicle so they can take care of errands without having to ask others for help. A sister is undergoing cancer treatments. Remember her in prayer. Please pray for improvement in a lady's balance. For a man suffering with many health issues. Pray that a BBN listener will be blessed with energy and be strengthened in their body. Also on the family altar, we ask that you pray that a lady will sleep peacefully. Pray for a father who is caring for his disabled child. Continue praying for an elderly wife who is caring for her elderly husband. Pray for patient, kind, loving care to be given. A wife is struggling with vertigo. Pray for her. Pray for a mother who was taken to the hospital by ambulance with heart problems. A woman is asking for prayer for her granddaughter, who hasn't eaten for 7 days and is barely drinking. Pray the gastroenterologist will be able to help her. We ask that you pray for success of a neighbor's hip replacement surgery. For the recovery of a man who recently had heart valve surgery. An elderly mother suffers with gallbladder problems and some heart issues. Pray for her. Let's remember marriages that are struggling. Please pray for a family under satanic attack. Pray for an elderly lady to have wisdom as to what she should do about her work situation. Pray for a daughter. She's seeking legal counsel regarding custody of her child. Pray for a couple to have a blessed, joyful marriage. That a man will be delivered from a spirit of fear. We ask that you pray for a friend to have a safe trip overseas to do what God has called her to do. Pray for a son, please. He's in a wheelchair with severe spine problems. Also on the family altar, pray for a man to be able to continue to care for himself so he will not have to enter a nursing home. A woman is struggling about taking the Lord at His word. She's struggling with unbelief. Pray for her. A woman requests prayer for safety of school bus drivers and students. Elderly friends are having some serious medical problems, so pray for them. Now, if you will, join me for a few moments of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for listening, for answering, for caring. We acknowledge that you are God. You can heal. You can mend relationships. You can provide finances as needed. But in each and every situation, we pray for your will. We pray that we might know what you would have us to do on a day-to-day basis, so we would better know how to pray and better know how to serve you. We thank you for our families, for all of our loved ones. We do pray for those financial and physical needs and those spiritual needs and those relationships, trusting you for your answers and praying in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.